T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The High School Football Radio Rally. With scores from all four corners of our great state, plus highlights and analysis. Now, here's Steve Thompson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
First day of three at U.S. Bank Stadium semifinals. Teams will be punching their ticket for Prep Bowl, which will run the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. We already have three winners in the books today. And, of course, coming up, a final in the 6A semifinal today between Eden Prairie and Blaine. Last check, it was Blaine trailing Eden Prairie 7-0. We'll try and get a score update. And joining us from PrepSpotlight.tv, and, of course, our CCO newsroom, Sloan Martin, called the nine-man game earlier today. And, of course, Sloan will have the nine-man championship game from Prep Bowl on 45 TV. Sloan, I hope you're doing well.
I am, Steve. Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, nine-man Spring Grove, the team to beat all season long, and they looked the part today with a big win.
It was a huge win, and they remain undefeated, and I think they have a really, really good shot at repeating and keeping the Prep Bowl in Section 1, where it's been for the last several years, going back to Grand Meadow as well. And it was from the very first 15 seconds of the game where Spring Grove scored that really set the tone for the rest. They got up as many as 35 points in this one. They were up 35-0. Cromwell Wright was in an incredibly tough spot. They had lost their starting quarterback and their leading tackler, Drew Libin, a senior, to an injury that happened in the Section 5 championship game. So it's extremely short notice, an extremely unfortunate time to lose such an important player, such an important position, and it just proved to be something that they weren't really able to overcome. They kind of went into kind of a combination of a wildcat and a triple option. We saw a lot from that today, but Spring Grove was able to just completely snuff that out, a dominating win. Alex Folds continues his unbelievable season, his unbelievable career. 7 touchdowns for him, 4 through the air, 3 on the ground. And then his fellow senior Noah Elton had a tremendous game, up over 100 yards receiving. A lot of chemistry on this team, really fundamental and disciplined under Zach Hauser, and they are right back to where they were last year.
It is extraordinary, Sloan, this Alex Foles kid and how he's performed. He was really one of the big stars of the state tournament a year ago and ultimately Prep Bowl, and here he is again. What a performance. You look at the numbers, 25 of 34, 368 yards, 4 touchdowns, and then on the ground, 19 for a net of 85, and as you pointed out, the 3 touchdowns there. I mean, that is a performance for the ages at any level.
Yeah, 66 touchdowns total this season. There have been some games where he's also the place kicker. He scored every point in the game his own way. So he is absolutely a huge leader on the team. He was the NFL punt pass kick champion when he was 12 years old. That's kind of a fun fact about him. But he's very exciting to watch. The only nine-man nominee for Mr. Football in the state as well. So he's really making a name for himself.
And Sloan, you'll be back at it again tomorrow for the other semifinal?
I won't personally. Oh, okay. I'll be in the building you're at right now.
Okay.
Actually, but that is going to be Mountain Iron Buell and Mountain Lake area, and they're going to be, whoever wins is going to be an underdog going up against Spring Grove, but I'm excited to see how that one turns out.
Spring Grove wins it today 48-12, and as I pointed out, you will be calling the nine-man title game on 45 TV.
That's right, the day after Thanksgiving, 10 a.m. kickoff.
All right, Sloan, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Sloan Martin, good enough to join us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. She had the nine-man semifinal today. Once again, the defending champ Spring Grove rolled over Cromwell Wright 48-12. Senior quarterback Alex Foles, 7 touchdowns in the game today. And as we mentioned a moment ago, in nine-man football, they get started even a little earlier tomorrow morning at U.S. Bank Stadium. I would assume Mountain Iron Buell and Mount Lake area are winding down for the day, and they'll kick it off at 9 a.m. Tomorrow morning. We've got more game reports from the first day of the semifinals from Prep Spotlight. I'm not sure why the phone's on the air, but Logan Anderson joins us on the line right now from PrepSpotlight.tv. And by the way, they are your online address for Minnesota high school sports. More than a dozen live games and matches every week, or watch them on demand all at PrepSpotlight.tv. And don't forget, Minnesota Prep Spotlight Sunday night at 9:30 on 45 TV. And we're pleased to bring in Logan Anderson, who called that 2A semifinal today. And you saw one of the great dynasties in Minnesota high school football history, Logan. Caledonia, the train keeps rolling.
The train did keep on rolling. Win number 53 consecutively. It's awfully impressive. A lot of those seniors are, with one more win, will go through their entire career without a loss. But this was a game for Painesville where it was just tough from Jump Street because their starting quarterback, Max Widener, got injured in the quarterfinals against Pillager. So they were playing without him, and you're taking on a dynastic team below full strength. It's always going to be tough sledding. But it was close early. Painesville did a nice job defensively. It was 7-0 after first quarter. And then Caledonia took over. Noah King was our player of the game, had 3 rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown. And he directed a couple scoring drives to go up 27-0 at halftime. There was a hot minute in the third quarter, though, where Painesville, they scored the opening touchdown of the third quarter, got an onside kick and were driving. And then an errant snap went over the head of Brady Fuchs, the quarterback for the Bulldogs, that was recovered by Caledonia. And from that point on, it was just pouring it on from the Warriors, who are back in the Prep Bowl again.
And it is extraordinary, the numbers that Caledonia has been able to put up over the years. They've won 3 in a row and 8 titles since 07. Logan, that's just an extraordinary Eden Prairie-esque, if you will, what Eden Prairie has been able to do at the 5A and now the 6A level. Caledonia is certainly right in that category with one of the more dominant programs in recent memory.
For sure, and they're just so solid everywhere. Their defense this season has pitched 5 shutouts. The average points scored against them is 4.9. So they're averaging less than 5 points given up. And, it's just hard to beat a team when you can't score on them and nobody is able to. And a lot of the times when there are points put up on them, it's in junk time after the game has already been decided. That defense is impressive. They force turnovers. They're tough against both the run and the pass. There's really nothing that they don't do well.
And they will get the winner of Barnesville and Minneapolis North tomorrow at 11:30 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Caledonia has already punched their ticket to U.S. Bank Stadium, and they will play next Friday at 1 in that 2A championship game and another trip to Prep Bowl. They're becoming old hats at this, whether it's the old Metrodome, whether it's TCF Bank Stadium or now U.S. Bank Stadium. Caledonia is a perennial pick to make it all the way to Prep Bowl, and here they are again after a big 40-6 win over Painesville area earlier today. Logan, a pleasure to visit with you, and thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he is, Logan Anderson. Good enough to join us here on CCO. And, of course, the Radio Rally is brought to you by Federated Insurance. And, of course, our scoreboard updates are brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. Speaking of Old Dutch Foods, they'll bring you Dave Lee's feature interview with legendary Lakeville football coach, Lakeville South head coach Larry Thompson, coming up a little bit later on. The only game we haven't talked about, and we plan on getting a game report on that one here, SMB beat Waseca 23-15. That was late this afternoon, early this evening. That forced that 6A semifinal between Eden Prairie and Blaine to get started a little bit later than expected. But SMB punches his air ticket to Prep Bowl, beating Waseca 23-15 the final. And they will play in the 4A championship game next Friday afternoon against either Wilmer or St. Paul Johnson. We're going to visit with the governor's coach a little bit later on here on the Radio Rally. Right now, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We have a whole lot more. It is our final in-studio edition of the Radio Rally. Tomorrow night, I'll give Al Malmberg some score updates late in the evening. We have the Timberwolves coming up tomorrow night against Portland. Pregame 6:30, tip 7 o'clock with Alan Horton here on CCO. And then, of course, Eric Nelson with a Howlin' Show. Your calls and comments following the Wolves and Blazers. Then, once again, I'll check the football scoreboard with Al late tomorrow night here on CCO. This is a Radio Rally brought to you by Federated Insurance. It is a Radio Rally brought to you by Federated Insurance. Here we are, first night of the semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. We've got three winners in the books, and let's get you up to date real quick on that scoreboard. Early in the day, in nine-man, once again, thanks to Sloan for the game report. It was Spring Grove beating Cromwell Wright 48-12. They'll play for the nine-man title next Friday morning at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, in 2A, Caledonia, perennial power, beat Painesville area 40-6. Caledonia will play for the 2A title next Friday at 1 o'clock or thereabouts. So they'll try and get it as close as they can. And then in 4A tonight, once again, SMB beat Waseca 23-15, and they will play for the 4A title next Friday at 4 o'clock against the winner of Wilmer and St. Paul Johnson. They're now in the third quarter. Eden Prairie leading Blaine 7-0. Blaine, three big turnovers in the first half really cost them. And Eden Prairie, once again, is clinging to the lead. We hope to hear from Sam Ekstrom with a game report on that 4A championship game. And right now, pleased to be joined again by Steve Hamilton. He joined Mike Max earlier tonight. A little double duty tonight, joining us here on the Radio Rally. And he is the head coach of the high-flying Elk River Elks. And, Steve, pleasure to visit with you. And I heard your chat with Mike Max earlier tonight. Thanks again for the double duty tonight. But certainly a big opportunity and a big challenge against Owatonna tomorrow in one of those 5A semifinals.
Oh, it is for sure. I mean, they're awfully good. And obviously, this is our third year in a row playing them at U.S. Bank Stadium. So it's kind of the rubber match between the two of us, and it's always fun to play them because they're so talented and so well coached.
And I know you brought up Jeff Williams in your chat with Mike Max earlier tonight. I mean, this is a guy who really does it the right way.
He is, and you know that's what I really appreciate is when you go against guys that you know teach the right things, are doing it the right way, that remember it's a game and it's a game for kids and just get the most out of their athletes. And Jeff does that. You know, he was the one that kind of said last year, he said he'd really like to turn this into one of the best rivalries in the state, which is odd since we're so far apart. But when we play, it's such a big game every time.
And they have an amazing running back headed for the University of Minnesota. The Williamson kid really has it all. I mean, really can do it all. And even though teams focus on him week in and week out, he still is able to get the yards and the touchdowns. That's talent.
Yeah, it is talent. He will be the best player on the field. I know that. And so we have to somehow, you know, corral him the best we can. And we have to play as a team, and that's how we win. I know individually we're not going to be able to match up with him. So we've got to do that while at the same time taking care of our other responsibilities and not forgetting that they have other good players too.
And what you do is run the football as well, and it really is extraordinary. And it's funny how a lot of sports are copycats, if you will, if someone has success doing something. And there are other coaches that have taken notice on what you've done at Elk River.
Well, they have, and I think that, you know, that I think you can look at where we were before we've start gone to this, and the success that we've had, and certainly the last 3 years, I think, has really caught a lot of people's attention, and of course it has afforded me to go and speak at a lot of places, being invited to, and for a lot of people, you know, it's an answer for them. If they're struggling, they think maybe this is something to help level the playing field, which is why I went to it in the first place. We were playing teams that were more athletic than us, and we wanted to figure out a way that could level that playing field a little bit.
Steve, in the game, you see more and more coaches spread it out, throw it around, because that's what they see on Saturday in big-time college football, and that's what they see in the NFL. Was it a hard sell along the way to say, we're not going to throw it, we're going to run the ball, and this is how we're going to run the ball?
You know, it wasn't, because when I first went to it in Michigan, we were spread, but we were struggling, and we were getting ready for a team. I honestly thought that our quarterback was going to go to the hospital if we tried to go spread against him. So we just had to figure out a different way to play, and there was a team there that, excuse me, had scored 775 points the previous year, and this was the offense they ran. And so we went to it there in Georgia, and here it's just been completely, this is who we are. We've had success from day one, so people bought in. And there's certainly still people that, you know, hey, why don't you throw the ball and things like that. But it's just kind of our football DNA right now. This is all our kids do. This is all we've done. We're not very good if you ask us to go and play catch. That is certainly not a strong suit for us.
And Steve, how do you get these quarterbacks over the years to handle the football and sell these fakes so well? It's fun to watch. I know for a television cameraman or a radio play-by-play guy, it's got to be a nightmare to figure out who has the ball, and that's the whole idea.
I can tell when we're doing good. I go back and watch one that was on TV, and if the cameraman's having problems, then we're doing a good job. You know, our quarterbacks, but if you think of the time that a spread quarterback puts in, and with all the throwing and timing with his receivers, our quarterbacks just have to do it a little differently. They're working on their footwork and ball handling, and it takes that, you know, a similar commitment, probably not even as much time, but it's not as fun. Obviously, you're not playing catch, so you got to find a kid that's willing to do that, to go in there and put in the time to do a lot of monotonous footwork, and we've been fortunate to find those guys.
Yeah, and what about learning card tricks? Because I would think that sleight of hand would come in handy as well.
Yeah, they may. I'm not going to claim to know anything about their card playing.
Right. You've been involved in some wild games over the years. I mean, some of the wildest games the state has ever seen.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? But, last year it was 66-60 with Andover, and then this year 80-70 with Buffalo. And sometimes those games, I mean, the Buffalo game this year, just walking off that field, like, did that really just happen? That just, I mean, 80-70 just seems so bizarre. But, you know, it's two things. One, we were playing awfully well offensively, but two, we were really struggling defensively to stop the other team. So I'm sure it's fun to watch. It's not as much fun to coach.
Yeah, for sure. And Aiden Bauman, talk about a talented kid throwing it around and your team running the football. Kind of a 180 in that game for sure in styles. Along the way this year, there was a bump in the road against Cambridge Isani. And I don't think any coach ever wants to lose a game, but was that something that, you know, maybe you can build off of or something you can learn from?
It was really good for us because we had five guys out, and one of the starters that was out was Kevin Egbujar, who's one of our halfbacks and really the guy that we relied on to run sweep with. And when he was out, we had to figure out if anybody else could do it. And that's where our sophomore, Carter Otto, has really exploded. I knew he was good. I didn't know he was this talented, but it kind of forced our hand that game. And he had 200 and some yards, and he had a game winner that would have put us up by three scores. Called back another 50 yarder. And, you know, he's really come on. So it's really, if Kevin didn't get injured, I don't know that we would ever trusted Carter to run that play that much and found out what he's capable of.
Yeah, big one tomorrow, Elk River and Owatonna getting started at 2 o'clock. And then coming up on Saturday, Bemidji and St. Thomas Academy in the winners meet in the finale of Prep Bowl, and that'll be Saturday the 24th. And 5-8 football, and I talked to Jeff Williams, I believe a week ago about it, and have talked to other 5-8 coaches. You know, I think it was really a good thing for 6-A to be created once upon a time, because I think 5-A has just been so entertaining and so competitive, and has really given an opportunity for schools like Elk River and Owatonna and Bemidji, et cetera, to you know, have a chance to play for a title and play at a high level.
Well, I think that's true. I think our team 2 years ago would have been fine competing, but last year making it to the Prep Bowl probably doesn't happen if we're 6A, and I don't know if it happens this year or not. It's just what we found when we played in Northwest Suburban, and we had success, but trying to stay healthy and the numbers game, you know, when we got 1,700 students and they have 3,000, there's just naturally going to be more players and more bodies, and that's what kind of wears on you when you got to play against the 6A schools.
Ron, I know it's so much fun for everybody in the community and the kids and all the coaches to be at U.S. Bank Stadium. I know once upon a time the Dome was fun, even playing over at TCF out in the cold, but playing in the new home of the Vikings, that's just got to be a thrill, Steve.
I mean, I said it to our kids last week, and I know Jeff at Owatonna, the same with his kids, but to think of where they've been fortunate enough to play, and it's really because of them, because of the talented kids that we've had. But this will be, you know, our fifth game at U.S. Bank Stadium. They got to play at TCO last week. So really, really cool experiences for the kids.
Well, Steve, I know it's been a busy time. Once again, good luck tomorrow. Should be a whale of a ball game, Elk River and Owatonna in a 5A semifinal. And thanks for the time. Times two tonight.
Thank you. No problem.
There he is, Steve Hamilton, once again, the very successful coach at Elk River, joining us tonight. And the Elks have another big year, and that should be a dandy. Owatonna has been number one much of the year. Elk River certainly been in the mix. The other semifinal should be a dandy. St. Thomas Academy, the Cadets, have had a huge year coming into that semifinal unbeaten. And then you got Bemidji with just one loss. By the way, a final game of the night, day one of those semifinals down the street at U.S. Bank Stadium here on our Old Dutch Food scoreboard. Eden Prairie has extended their lead over to mistake-prone Blaine, 14-0 in quarter number three. So the Bengals are running out of time, and the Eagles have been playing outstanding defense. 5 minutes to go in quarter number three, Eden Prairie leading Blaine 14-0, and then they tried a squib kick and recovered. So it looks like the Eagles are going to maybe run away from the Bengals tonight. We'll keep an eye on that one. 9:35 here at CCO, and the Radio Rally is brought to you by Federated Insurance. 9:41, 19 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock here at CCO. It is the Radio Rally brought to you by Federated Insurance. Quick update on the scoreboard from earlier in the day today. Nine-man game to start it out. Spring Grove, the team to beat Cromwell Wright, 48-12. How about Alex Foles? 7 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 4 through the air, and 2A Caledonia, a perennial power, dominating 2A again as they roll over Painesville area 40-6. And then earlier this evening in 4A, it was SMB beating Waseca 23-15. We'll have more on that game coming up a little bit later on, but we're pleased to be joined by John Millay. And here we are, day one of three in the semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. And with the weather outside, it was pretty nice earlier in the day, but now we've got a light drizzle and a breezy 39 degrees. It's good to be indoors, isn't it, John?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting up here in the press box, Steve. I've got a little jacket on. It's pretty comfortable in here. You're right.
Yeah, and for state soccer and for football, how many dates again does the Minnesota State High School League get in the building?
Well, we use it 8, so 5 days of football, 3 days of soccer. So it's a pretty nice little perk to have this place. We all know that.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, Eden Prairie winning the nightcap. This one got a little started a little bit later than normal, and the Eagles right now taking advantage of Blaine turnovers and are in command.
Yeah, it's 20-0 Eden Prairie. We've got 2:39 left in the third quarter. Yeah, and Blaine, which has had a great year. They have turned the ball over, I think, four or five times tonight. And you don't do that against Eden Prairie. And the Eagles are just kind of doing what they do. They're, you know, they're running the ball and chewing up clock. And Blaine has a great offense. You know, right now I'm looking, I'm lined up. They got five guys wide and a shotgun snap. And they can score points in a hurry, and that's what they're going to need to do here.
Yeah, and it's just a shame for Blaine. They've had such a great year. And they looked a little nervous to me early in this game, and you can't blame them on the big stage.
No.
And the semifinals and so much on the line. But, you know, they made some mistakes early, and as you pointed out, Mike Grant's teams will make you pay.
Yeah, and that's really not rare. You know, schools, teams that haven't been in here, this is a pretty different environment
yep.
from last week, especially out in that cold and ice, and you get in here and it's great. But, yeah, it's different. And, you know, these are pretty bright lights, and there's a good crowd in here. Blaine has a great crowd in here tonight, and I think nerves are part of that. And I think in some of the earlier games, some of the teams that hadn't been here before or hadn't been here recently, you know, you come out and you get a slow start in the state semifinals. You put yourself in a big hole against this kind of competition.
And, John, we brought up Eden Prairie and how dominant they've been over the years. But Caledonia out of 2A, this is another one of those great dynasties, not only in football in this state, but really in any sport here in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, they really are good. I think I don't know the exact figure, but they're in the top five in the country for current football winning streaks. I think today was 53 in a row.
Right.
And our state record, you know, that Stephen Argyle nine-man dynasty a while back, they were in the 70s, 72 or 76. So Caledonia's got a ways to go, but they just keep winning. And I tell you what, I wrote about a couple of kids who were injured in the first two games, Cromwell and nine-man. In Painesville in 2A, they both lost their quarterbacks in the last week or two. And Carl Frickte, the Caledonia coach, I was talking to Max Widener, who's the Painesville quarterback. He broke an ankle last week, so he couldn't play. And Max was telling me that before the game, Carl Frickte, the Caledonia coach, found him before the game and told him, "I wish you were out there." And then after the game, Carl found Max again and said, "You know, I know you would have made a huge difference." So the young man from Painesville was pretty impressed by the head coach from Caledonia seeking him out before the game and after. And both of these quarterbacks, there's a knee injury and an ankle injury. They're both seniors. They both are leading tacklers on their teams. But we're not surprised when we see great sportsmanship like that on the high school level. They're always great things kind of going on behind the scenes, and that's what's happened today. There have been some lopsided games, but really, really great things going on everywhere you look.
Yeah, and John, with so much focus on football, and rightfully so, we should bring up girls swimming and diving at the Aquatic Center. That's another big event and a great event going on right now.
Yeah, they had the diving prelims yesterday. Today were all the prelims and all the swimming events.
Yep.
And tomorrow it's championship time for girls swimming and diving in both classes. And I've tried to get this out on social media, Steve, for people coming to swimming and diving tomorrow night. It won't affect swimming and diving as much, but for football here, late tomorrow night and Saturday, 35W is going to be closed between the crosstown and downtown Minneapolis starting at 10 o'clock Friday night through the weekend. So I'm urging people, especially with the two Lakeville schools coming in here tomorrow night, right now if you were leaving here trying to get through 35W, you're not going to do it before 10 o'clock. So we're urging people to plan ahead, maybe take the light rail from the south. And we hope that doesn't become too much of a mess. We certainly don't control it. We wish that did not happen this weekend, but you know, that's part of the deal of living in the big city. Sometimes the freeways are closed, and it's going to be great when it's all done, whenever that is. But I just want to let people know, if you're coming to these games, particularly Saturday, that big stretch of 35W is not going to be drivable.
I think it's going to be done when you and I are going to be making retirement plans, I think is
so
what I've heard.
Years, 20 years, you think, when I'm 80? Yeah.
No. You're going to be in Arizona living large, probably sooner than you think. I don't
know. Yeah, down on the Rattlesnake Ranch. yeah. Inviting tourists over. Yeah, there you go.
But, back to, you know, the events this weekend and, of course, the travel plans. But still a ton of great storylines, and I'm glad you brought it up. But tomorrow night, Lakeville North, Lakeville South, just a tremendous rivalry. Think of volleyball. Lakeville South knocked off Lakeville North in a section final. I mean, not only are they neighbors, very close neighbors, but they knock heads in section finals all the time, and now it's in a state football semifinal.
Yeah, you know, and talking about Caledonia and Spring Grove, those towns are 10 miles apart.
Right.
They're both trying to repeat as state champs in football. And it just by happenstance, I was outside one of the locker rooms here. It's the NFL visiting locker room. And the Spring Grove kids were coming out for the second half, and as they come out, the Caledonia team was going to go in and take another section. It's the visitors' locker room here is great big, and we partition it off. But so all these kids really know each other. Those schools co-op in some sports.
Huh.
And it was interesting. The Caledonia kids are standing outside, and pretty soon the door opens. Here come all the Spring Grove kids going out for the second half. And Zach Hauser, who's the Spring Grove head coach, he teaches in Caledonia. So it was just like buddies, you know, hey, good luck in the second half, and go get them. And Spring Grove kids, you know, saying the same thing to the Caledonia kids, good luck, boys. So, yeah, there's a lot of those kinds of things in our high school world with the two Lakeville schools and volleyball and football and every sport.
Yeah.
And then the school, smaller schools from southeast Minnesota, really awesome stuff.
Yeah, and I shudder to think of Spring Grove and Caledonia were a co-op in football.
Oh, look
wow.
out. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, John, it's always great to visit with you, and we'll probably see you tomorrow night at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I'm not going to be anywhere but U.S. Bank Stadium, Steve. I'll be here. This is only day one of 3 days.
All right, I'll bring provisions.
Oh, please do.
All right. Sounds good. There he is, John Millay from the Minnesota State High School League. His blog, John's Journal, at the High School League website. Late third quarter, Eden Prairie leading Blaine 20-0 in that 6A semifinal. Of course, we'll have the 6A title game next Friday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Kickoff scheduled for about 7 o'clock. And, of course, a radio rally brought to you by Federated Insurance. 6 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock here at CCO. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a radio rally brought to you by Federated Insurance. Blaine struggling tonight. They've turned it over a handful of times. We'll have a complete rundown of that one later on. But Eden Prairie right now dominating the football game, leading at 20-0. And this game getting ready to move to the fourth quarter, and it will go to the fourth quarter. So, once again, Eden Prairie leading Blaine 20-0. Coming up following the news and weather at 10 o'clock, more from U.S. Bank Stadium. Jim Paulson joins us from the Star Tribune. We look forward to bringing you that coming up following the news and weather at 10 o'clock. Right now, pleased to be joined by Sam Ekstrom. He had the call of the 4A game earlier today on PrepSpotlight.tv. Sam, pleasure to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, you bet. What a game that was between Masika and SMB. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of minutes, so let's get into it. SMB, though, it sounds like they rallied for the victory.
SMB down 15-10 in the second half, but Jalen Suggs, that multifaceted quarterback, brings them back. They have two touchdowns from Siegel Howard to take the lead and pull away in that second half. But, you know, there was a huge play in that fourth quarter when they were trailing 16-15. There was an interception thrown by Wasika with about 4 minutes to go into the hands of a defensive lineman that swung the tide, and then it was a 60-yard completion downfield to set up that final touchdown.
All right, Sam, SMB will play for the title next Friday. First day of prep bowl at 4 o'clock against either Wilmer or St. Paul Johnson. And SMB, they have had quite a year this year. They remain unbeaten. They're going to try and become an unbeaten state champ. Jalen Suggs at quarterback should be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, there he is. Sam Ekstrom once again joining us from PrepSpotlight.tv tonight. And, of course, PrepSpotlight.tv is your online address for Minnesota high school sports. More than a dozen live games and matches every week. Or watch them on demand all at PrepSpotlight.tv. And don't forget, Minnesota Prep Spotlight Sunday night at 9:30 on 45 TV. And, of course, we'll have a rundown of all the scores from today. We've got more game reports, and we've got more coach interviews coming up. As a matter of fact, Eric Moberg, head football coach at St. Paul Johnson, will join us next hour. Mike Kessler, head football coach at Rochester Lourdes. They have a tall order. They'll play Piers in the semifinals. That is all on the way. We'll get a full game report on this 6A semifinal tonight. Eden Prairie leading Blaine now 20-0 as they enter the fourth quarter. So we've got a lot on the way here on the Radio Rally, brought to you by Federated Insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.